here, present, or out there. Welcome. I'd like to welcome everyone. Now, there are people out there. Just admit them. Okay, so again, anyone who's out there on Zoom, if you could please mute yourself. Unless you have a question, of course, then feel free to unmute yourself and ask the question. So we're on page 60. We started this on Thursday before Shabbos. But again, let's get running started. Chaf Aleph. Chutei tzitzis shenifseku. So you have strings of tzitzis that snapped. So in other words, they are not of any use anymore, unfortunately. So before we go further, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Aleph. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Chutei tzitzis. Now this is very important. This is true with anything that's in a category of what we call tashmishei mitzvah, objects of mitzvah. Kigon. So again, we are learning as far as tzitzis, the strings, are concerned. But again, this is a topic that comes up very often, especially in our Kanayin Dahar, our day, when we have Kanayin Dahar is so many of these different types of things. So the first thing is we have to have the classifications clear. And that is, number one, we have this classification of tzitzis, which is called tashmishei mitzvah. Things that are used for mitzvah. So again, we have tzitzis, but the Chofetz Chaim says, but also, kigon sukkah, let's say a sukkah, right? V'lulav, v'shofar, v'chol kai gavna, and anything like this, la'achar shnispatlu, that they're no longer going to be used. I don't know, the shofar can't blow anymore, you know, that happens. Or it got a hole in it, a crack, something like that. Lulav, you know, the lulav is dried up. You know, it's not going to be used anymore. It's not going to be used anymore. So again, it would be true for any of these examples. Now again, we're going to use the example, we're going to be talking about the case of tzitzis, but again, it applies by any of these things that we call tashmishei mitzvah. Now let's do the next mishmar also, because it's also interesting. Shenifseku, so we, again, let's go to our prototypical case, and that is tzitzis, and the tzitzis snapped. Broke, so whatever, snapped. Shenifseku, so but look what the Chofetz Chaim says. He takes it a little further. Oh, shehi tirma talis. Or you took them off the talis. Right? I don't know. You want to get a nice, new, clean pair. Right? So you took them off. V'yadim mikol m'shah sadim beger. And this would also apply before you use them as, before you even use them, right? They're like this, like Mr. Green gave us, right? They're just, I shouldn't say just. They are strings, and you haven't put them yet onto the beged. So then, you'd also, the following halacha would apply to them, as we'll see in a minute. Das mana lav milsahi, because designation is not substantial. In other words, like, okay, I'm going to use these strings for tzitzis, but I haven't done it yet. So separating it, designating it to be tzitzis, to be used for tzitzis, doesn't mean anything. We're going to, Meretz Hashem, we'll get to the halachas of tefillin. Meretz Hashem. So a classic case is, you have a bag, now, you know, we're all fancy Delancey now, right? We got you order them and they have your name on it and it says tefillin on it. But again, the case would be, let's say you had a bag and you didn't use them for tefillin yet. You didn't use it for tefillin yet. Now, then, again, you have to bear in mind, just to throw in an idea here, that is tefillin are on a different level than tzitzis. Just now we said that tzitzis are tzitzis are in a category along with shofar and lulav and a sukkah of tashmishe mitzvah, right? They are used for a mitzvah. Tefillin, mezuzahs, things like that, Sefer Torah, obviously, is itself are tashmishe kedusha, they're kodesh. Right? They're a different level. So in other words, those things, you cannot, if they got messed up, you can't do whatever we're going to talk about. Right? Those are a different level. Now, but when we get to tefillin and Emirat Hashem, we will talk about, so you want to have a tefillin bag. So you got this bag, right? You got this bag, and you decided you're going to use it for your tefillin, but you haven't used it yet. Then all of a sudden, right, I'm going to use this bag. And then all of a sudden, your wife comes up and says, I know you don't have a tefillin bag. I made you a tefillin bag, right? Or she got you a tefillin bag from some fancy place in Lakewood or Borough Park or, you know, whatever, right? Your name on it and crowns and all sorts of things, right? So now, the shaila is, what do you do with the first one? You designated it to be for tefillin. Again, tefillin's on a higher level. So the answer is the same thing, the same halacha, the same concept that we have here. Hazmana lav milsa. Designating, now again, if you used it even once for a tefillin bag and your wife was one day late and she said, oh, I got you a tefillin bag, then you'll have an issue with that bag, right? Because it's been used for tashmishe kodesh. That's a different deal. So again, when I was in... a few weeks ago when I was in Jersey, so we were staying for a little while by my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law. So it was very interesting, in the place I davened, every day there was a guy who would go around with a talis bag, and he'd shake it, he had coins in it. In other words, he used the talis bag, but this is where we are, this talis bag was not embroidered talis. It had the stucco's name embroidered on it. But in other words, I always thought it's interesting. It's not the first time I've seen it. I've seen him do this. But in other words, instead of going around with a chves, with a pushka, right? Pushka's a Haskell. I mean, a pushka's nice. But, you know, to take it from one minute. So you have a talis bag. It's much easier. You zipper it, and, you know, you got it, right? You know, it's very interesting. Well, originally, I think it was manufactured as a talis bag, but that would be this idea again. That's why I'm bringing it up. Then it'd be one of these cases. It'd be tashmishe mitzvah. It wouldn't be tashmishe kedusha. Again, if it was a tefillin bag's different than a talis bag. Not in size and shape, but right in a halacha classification. They're different, right? So again, so now could the guy use that tefillin bag that he used once for a tefillin bag as a tzedakah bag? That's the best I could do, right? So the answer is that he would not be able to because he used it already once for a tefillin bag. But if he just designated it once as a tefillin bag, but he hasn't used it. So even though he designated it as a tefillin bag, so again, same idea, hazmana lav milsa, designating doesn't mean anything. Okay, so let's get to the punchline here. Let's go back upstairs. Chutei tzitzis nisiku, yachol lezarkan la'ashpa. Right, to many of you this will be very startling. You're allowed to throw them into the garbage. Right? Now again, this is tashmishe mitzvah. Right, we're not talking about tefillin. We're not talking about mezuzahs. You know, chas v'shalom, the sefer Torah. But even, right? You could throw, now. But look at the Mishnah Berurah again. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Gimel. You could throw them into the garbage. Aval aser lasos b'hem tashmish meguna. You're not allowed to do some usage. You're not allowed to use the tzitzis or. You're not allowed to use a tzitzis for something that is degrading. An example I think would be, use them for shoelaces. You know, like, you know, right? You know, like, now again, if you wanted to use them to something else, like you want to tie them around your finger, nobody does this anymore. I remember when I was a kid, people used to tie a string. Mr. Green is out there somewhere, so I'm sure he remembers this. Yeah, I tie a string around your finger to remind you to do something. I remember when I was a little kid, I think I did it once and it didn't help because I forgot why I had the thing. Yeah, it only helps for a certain extent, you know, like, we don't do that anymore, right? People have, you know, electronic things, you know, like all sorts of things. So, yeah, you have post-it notes, you have we got all those type of high-tech things. But, so I don't know if that would be us, right? You know, if you tie the scissors around your finger to remind you to go to Mincha, right? But again, something that's really like, it's disgusting, so then you shouldn't do that. So again, but what's interesting is that this classification, at least according to this first opinion, now obviously if I'm saying this is the first opinion, you might mean it's, right? Now we're spending a lot of time on this because this does come up all the time, right? Kanai Nahara, like I said before, the outset, B'li'ai Nahara, you know, especially, not advocating it, but with the internet, you know, people can buy things, all sorts of things, right? We'll talk about later, what do you do? It happened to me last night, right? Cleaning up after Shabbos. So my wife likes to use those aluminum things. You know, in her lechter, she likes to use those aluminum things. We call them sombreros. I don't know why, but we call them that. You know, those aluminum things you put on, and then you put the candle in. So that way, when it melts, it doesn't melt on the silver. It melts on the sombrero, right? Melts on the aluminum thing. And then, the aluminum thing, the lechter, the candlestick doesn't get all yucky, right? You have to clean off the thing, right? So you don't have to do that. We got sombreros. So because of the way the air conditioning or the heat or whatever was hitting the Shabbos licht, so, right? It burnt down very quickly, right? You scientific people could explain this better than I, right? So there was a lot of wax, right, on the sombrero. So the Shaila is, and we'll talk about this, am I allowed to take the sombrero and throw it out in the garbage? Right? So the answer is going to be, yes, I could. I could. Again, because that's, they paskin that the flame is really the mitzvah. And this is tashmishe mitzvah, so this is the same thing. Right? But again, people don't think about this. You know, you take the sombrero and you throw it out. But it has former candle on it. And that candle was an object of mitzvah, right? It was used for Shabbos licht. Well, how can you just throw it out? It was an object of mitzvah. Answer is, you're right. It was an object of mitzvah. And the machaber holds, you're allowed to throw it out. Mimnei shehi mitzvah she'ein begufa kedusha. In the body of this object of mitzvah, there's no kedusha, as opposed to, let's say, a mezuzah, right? Or tefillin, or something like that, right? It's an object of mitzvah, and the object itself has no kedusha in it. That's why I said the other classification, the other category that we're going to have is a chefetz or a tashmish, a kedusha. Right, so again, a Torah mantle. Right, we have this issue sometimes. Right, after seemingly not that long, right, the covers of the Torah get messed up. So Baruch Hashem, we got Mrs. Peretz, who's amazing and able to fix those things. Right, like she just did, and they look better than new. But let's say not that. So you know, you want to buy a new one. What do you do with the old one? That's a chefza or tashmish of kedusha, right? Because it served the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, the body of the Sefer Torah, so to speak. The Sefer Torah itself has kedusha to it. The mezuzah has kedusha to it. The tefillin has kedusha to it. That's different. But again, all these examples that we've been talking about until now, again, we're focusing on tzitzis strings, but again, we saw in the first Mishnah Berurah, applies to a sukkah and a lulav and a shofar. All these are tashmishei mitzvahs, so the machaber holds, after they're outlived their usefulness, I guess that's the best way to say it, so then you could throw them away, machaber says. Our kol zman shem kavuim b'talis, but while they're attached to the talis, asur lishtamesh b'hem, you're not allowed to use them, other than, you know, for the mitzvah. Kigon, for example, likshor b'hem shum davar, to tie up something, right? Right, I have to tie up all these cords, and I roll them up at the end of the shiur, right, and get them out of the way. So Yechezkel gave me these fancy high-tech, you know, tie thingies, right? Let's say we don't have, right? Oh, we got plenty of talisim k'nai nahara, so I'll take a talis and take one of the strings, and, you know. So again, while they're attached to the talis, I cannot do that. It's osur to do that. Again, you would say, of course it's osur to do that. That's you using your seichel, Baruch Hashem. But here we see it's, why? Now again, this is, shum davar kiyosu b'zeh, right? You can't tie up things with tzitzis that are still attached to the talis. Mishum bizui mitzvah, because you're degrading a mitzvah, right? So again, even though it's the second category, which is lower, of mitzvah, that doesn't mean you, while we're in the act of using this for an object of mitzvah, that you should. So in Hilchas, in the halachas of a shofar, also Hilchas Shabbos, so a shofar is muksa, right? So that's the question. If a shofar is muksa, or is it not muksa because I could use it to draw water, right? Keep my finger in one end, draw water, and then drink out of it, right? Use it as a utensil. I know it sounds kind of interesting. So now, again, if you do that during the year, that's one thing. But let's say we're about to blow shofar, and the Baal Tukeo wants some water to, you know, okay, he has to make kiddush, or made kiddush. So he wants some water, right? So you put some water in and drink. So while we're about to use it, or when we're, or let's say in between kiosks, right, between sets, so that could be a bizayon mitzvah. That is degrading a mitzvah. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, again, the same thing applies to a shofar after Rosh Hashanah, or an old lulav, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if they could be used again, Lashana Haba, for the next year, also Lishtamesh Bahem, Mishum Bizu Mitzvah. So again, you're not allowed to use them for a degrading, another usage, because it's degrading, that you, it's degrading to the mitzvah. Right. And that's where I have my note, that again, that's why the wax of the Shabbos candles would be okay, because since Shabbos is over, Rishon Zalman Arbach, Zeket Zagwan said, you could throw out the leftover wax, because again, the candle itself does not have Kedusha, right? Its usage has been used up, all right? And therefore, it would be the same case as we have here, and therefore, you could just throw it out. Okay, Rabosei, well, I'll pick this up tomorrow. We're not finished with this halacha yet. Because see, there's obviously, as probably figured out from the way I was saying things, there are dissenting opinions about this. B'li neder, Mirtz Hashem, we'll see that. B'li neder, tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. Yashar Koach, everyone here, and all those people who are out there, a lot of people out there tonight. So Yashar Koach, everyone.
Thank you, Rav Summers.
Yashar Koach.